Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber.
That's my dad.
Hello!
Underpants?
That is hilarious.
Shut your mouth, dude. Rate and review this podcast while my daddy will go into a deep depression.
Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber. Yeah.
Boom. Welcome to Grown Dad Business. This is Aaron Caliber. What episode is this? 52, 50, 51, 54. Who cares? Grown Dad Business this week. 53. Thank you, Jason Clark.
Hello.
Jason Clark is here this week for some, Grown Dad topics. We just talk. We're not eating during this podcast.
We're not.
Did you order anything from the Great Pleasure Bar?
I did not. I was going to wait till after. I didn't want this to become a food thing.
I understand.
You know,
there's too many food podcasts.
Yeah. No.
If you're in Pittsburgh, every Monday I host an awesome comedy showcase called Comedy Sauce at the Pleasure Bar in Bloomfield. Every Monday at 9-ish. I think it's the best Italian food in Pittsburgh, and if you disagree with me, well, then challenge me.
Mm.
That's Jean-Claude Van Damme as the villain in Rambo. Challenge me! Challenge me! You don't remember that?
I do.
Challenge me! Go on then and challenge me. Do you want to challenge me?
I'll get some bruschetta. The bruschetta is so good.
Challenge the bruschetta.
That's so good.
Challenge me!
But not about food.
No. Yeah, we each ate a half a dozen donuts two episodes ago on our road trip back from Columbus, and that was a bad idea.
It was really bad. Yeah.
Both of our wives were not happy about that, but we laughed at it. We laughed about it.
Yeah.
Hey, before we dig into some stuff, want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors. That's Ignite Hospitality. If you're an entertainer, musician, comedian, you can get cheap hotel rooms from my friend Adam at Ignite Hospitality. Ignite Hospitality Services. Check them out at ignitehospitalityservices.com. You can look them up on Facebook. You can find them. Trust me. Talk to Adam. He'll hook you up. That's about it.
That's it.
What other sponsors you want to reach out? I'll holler at. What are you into this week?
It's early. It's an early part of the week. I don't know. What are we?
I know. So let's talk about this. So big announcement. My family and I, we're building a house, Jason.
Yes.
We are building a house. And it is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very difficult.
There's a lot of moving parts.
Oh my gosh.
And in your situation, it is a lot more than a normal, hey, we're going to build a house.
Yeah, my in-laws are moving in with us. Mm-hmm. We're building a house together.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like getting four adults together for all these different meetings, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, only my wife's at home with the kids, but everybody else has these, even my wife's schedule, you know, with like kids stuff.
And, oh my God, yeah.
You know, we can't take the baby to every meeting, even though we have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then it's like selecting flooring and cabinets and your mortgage meetings, and it's all these different meetings for all these different things, and it's like a wedding. It's like you get the hall, you get the DJ, you get...
Right. You have to pick the meal.
Yeah, you pick. Yeah, the cake test.
taste the cake.
And then and you do all that within like 2 weeks, and then you wait 6 months.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is building a house.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But we're going to have more room. My kids are going to have a yard.
That's the biggest thing.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, and you should be.
We're super excited.
Yeah.
I have to continue to work my ass off, or even harder.
Yeah.
I probably have to add about 30% of working my ass off.
Just add on top.
30 more percent of 150%.
Yeah.
That's
keeping it under 200.
That's not bad.
No, it's not at all. But it is. I mean, it's, you know, I've been with you now through a lot of the process.
Oh my God, dude.
It seems I've been there. But it's nice to see the family getting that opportunity it's a nice house where you're at now.
Yeah.
You know, it's got you to this point.
Oh, yeah.
And you do reach a point, and I think you're probably past that point where you're like, we outgrew this situation when you think about as the kids even get older.
Well, our house now is a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath ranch with a huge game room, a huge downstairs basement. But I have 3 kids now.
Yeah.
And that was, we got that when my wife was pregnant with our first 8 years ago with Becca the professor.
Yeah.
And that was fun as a starter home.
Yeah, we're still in our starter home. I mean, we're ready to downsize now. I mean, we're talking.
Well, you got 2.
We do have 2.
You never blew that up.
No, and it was a 3. You know, it was, you know, but we always stayed within. We were just like, no, this is okay.
Yeah,
it works. We, you know, because we had the yard, we had a good school district.
Yeah,
we had all those things, and we only had 2 kids in a 3-bedroom ranch. So
yeah, right.
With same full basement, full game room, everything like that.
Our houses are probably a similar size, it's just a different shape.
Yeah, just different layout. You know, definitely. Yeah. To make that move for you is, I'm very happy.
Dude.
I'm happy for you and Wendy. I mean, and the kids, because I think that as a father, as a parent, you know, we get all mushy and shit, but giving your children the opportunity to have that yard and that.
Well, we don't have a backyard.
No.
Like our house is almost like a house in it's a house you would see in like Santa Monica. Or where it's like there's like a tiny little like front yard.
A little postage stamp front yard.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's cut the grass in 3 minutes.
Yeah, and we have a garage and a 2-car parking pad in the back.
That's it. Yeah.
So it's almost like a lot for an apartment.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, I want my little kids to play.
Yeah.
I want to play in the yard.
Yeah.
And we're getting a big yard, and it's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
And I know people, like, I wish that I could use this podcast as part of, like, because I know it's a big deal, people asking about building homes, especially with certain builders.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I want to maintain some privacy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
like, you know, I'm moving, and no one's going to know where I'm at. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, right now, like, I still live in my hometown, and hundreds and hundreds of people know where I live, and it's annoying, and it's not annoying. You know what I mean?
Well, but I mean, I don't live in my hometown, but I can imagine, like, that's the reason why I don't go back to my hometown.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I can't imagine living in, you know, because we're very secluded. We've lived in this house. We've lived in this area where we live now for 19 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know.
How does that feel, being in the same house for 19 years?
Well, it's 16. So my son's he's 17. So it's been 16 years.
I was in my house 8.
Yeah.
I guess it does go fast.
It goes so fast. And we're at that stage now because of my kids being 21 and 17 that it's like, wow. You know, I looked at a picture of JC in a little suit because he just had his homecoming this weekend, his senior year. And I found this picture of him in this little suit.
Yeah.
Looked like he might be like going to church or something.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, I'm looking in the background at my house and just like, I got emotional.
I did get emotional. Sure.
Whereas it's like, there's been so much that we've done in that house for 16 years, but it does go so quick until you step back and think about it. It doesn't seem that long.
Oh, yeah. No
and
way.
Now we're talking about downsizing to an apartment.
Yeah.
And we're like 5 years down the road from thinking of something like that.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the idea of
a little like love bungalow. Love bungalow?
Sure. That sounds great.
Little love bungalow.
Little love bungalow, you know.
You can buy my house.
No.
It's very similar to yours.
I want to get away from all the responsibility.
Yeah.
I want to have that. Yeah. Go away.
I see.
Yeah. It's just, my daughter's not happy about that, but
why? She think she needs somewhere to go.
Well, no, her thing is like she's thinking, okay, so I'm how many years where I'm gonna have children, and she's like, I don't want to bring my your grandchildren to an apartment. And we're we're the coolest you grandparents you will ever
grandma and grandpa's
and
house.
And we're living on Penn Avenue in an apartment. That's a badass grandparent.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah,
that's
it's okay. It's normal. Yeah.
But I know what you mean. Like, Christmas will never be the same.
Have it at your house. Yeah. Suck it up. We've given you Christmas at our house for time. Is your time
people do it very differently. Yeah. I mean, how about people that, like, I've done a ton of shows at Nemacol and Woodlands, which is amazing.
And people,
Holler at your boy, Nemacol and Woodlands.
Holler at your boys twice. Yes. We love Nemacol.
I love Nemacol. You never went up with me, did you?
No, but Melissa and I have gone and taken done weekends up there.
Yeah.
Done the spa treatments and all that stuff.
I was like the
you're up there
the resident comedian like 5-6 times a year for 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing place. But we would always go up there during like New Year's. And sometimes, I think one time I was up there for December 23rd, but, I've seen a lot of families up there do their Christmas up there.
Sure.
They will do their Christmas like away. Mm-hmm. And I've seen, you know, I've done New Year's Eve, a couple different places, you know, I've seen families like in hotels rent a conference room and put a Christmas tree in there and and have Christmas dinner in a hotel conference room. But it would be catered like it looks like a wedding.
Yeah, no,
they would have this big family Christmas like it's a wedding.
Yeah,
isn't that wild?
It is. I think it's just different from a
Nemacol. Now that's baller.
That's you're balling.
When you see some of those, like I've seen some of those, where you walk past like the little conference and party rooms, and it's they're
tuxed out,
dude.
Right?
They got the Santa Claus Part II Christmas tree in there.
Oh shit!
You know the movie Christmas trees.
The real Santa Claus is there.
You know, like,
the real Santa is probably there.
Santa probably lives at Nemacol.
I wouldn't blame him.
Yeah, like their decorations up there are like that's stuff you see in like a Coca-Cola Christmas commercial.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
but I think
unbelievable.
I think, you know, I've seen where people take cruises for holidays.
Mm.
We did Easter. We did Easter away one time.
Yeah, somebody told me that their family goes on a cruise.
Yeah.
And they bring all their presents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know. I've seen people that have done that. I know that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's crazy when we think that it's just because it's not traditional.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that you have to, it all has to play out right for you as far as it's like the whole, you know, Santa Claus thing. If you're doing that type of vibe, and how do you play? Spoiler alert! Yeah.
Families, moms.
And as a little dad tip to you, make sure you're reading all the signals right before you tell them that's not Santa, that you're him.
You better watch it.
You need to know because I did it dirty twice.
Okay,
that's a whole.
We're gonna save that for Christmas.
We're gonna save that for the Christmas episode.
We got some good Christmas episodes.
Oh my God!
Oh, Christmas. I got some good Christmas.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
both on the dark side of my childhood to doing great things as a parent, but then just be like, really, you're that dumb. You messed that up that bad.
I love it. Well, I'm kind of bummed out that so we're building a house and the house will not be ready till February, and
that's actually not bad though.
No, but trust me, we didn't want to do any of this over the winter.
Mm.
It just kind of moved a lot quicker because we're getting what we want and we have to take it now. So
you're going to be displaced, hopefully, out of your house because you're going to sell this thing quick.
Yeah.
And you're for Christmas,
the
Clibers are going to be on another
location.
Well,
we have friends with a 3-bedroom house that we can rent from them, and that's amazing.
That's a perfect storm.
But we're still going to be living out of boxes and suitcases with mattresses on the floor.
Yeah,
which kind of bums me out. But you know,
we can make it. We can make it right.
We'll make
that right.
And you know,
together.
It really bummed me out that I was like, wait, my kids are going to have Christmas in this like makeshift house. But it'll be worth it when we have every other Christmas after that in our dream home. You know what I'm saying?
Not only that time has never, and that's where we can talk about people that go and do it in other places. It's not about where it's at.
No.
It's about who you're with. Again, not to be crazy. Oh, this is a grown dad business episode where we're getting sappy.
I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying.
It's not in our house.
Yes.
It's like in somebody's house that we're borrowing.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of weird.
But you'll do it up. It'll be special.
But you know what? I think we'll always remember that.
Yeah. Like, it's like, remember when we had Christmas in this house? Yeah. Like,
it'll be special. And you guys will have fun with that and you'll laugh about it.
And we will have this countdown to get into our new house. Yeah. And that's exciting. Yeah. It really is super.
You can have
exciting.
An advent calendar for your new house.
That's funny.
And we just count it down. We open it up.
My wife and her mom do the cutest thing ever. And they have little. Actually, my wife does like five different advent.
Oh, wow.
Like. Projects. Yeah. We'll talk about that over Christmas. Yeah. We're talking too much about Christmas.
Get out of that.
What the hell? It's it's
building like houses. You pick out your light
it's
switches.
It's July 4th.
Do you get light switches? Are you going with automate? Are you going to go
all right,
with,
let's talk about
are you
going
to go the push? Or are you going to go? What are you going to do?
Come on, dude.
You got to do
listen,
it.
Listen, here's the thing. All right. So my house that I'm in now, I changed or upgraded every inch of that with my bare hands.
Yeah.
I mean, the things that I've done to my house are just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in buying a house in Pittsburgh, there'll be an inbox.
AaronKleiber.com.
Send me a message and you can look at my listing. Or maybe you're a creep. I don't know.
Yeah, one day you can say, I live in Aaron Kleiber's house. Put the lotion on the skin.
So here's the thing. The one thing that, you know, We're getting this big house and we're really buying house, not upgrades. And remember what I was saying before? Like people are gonna ask us all about like I wanna be helpful for people or people are like, oh, you're building, like what are you building? Like where are you building? Like people have tons of questions. There are whole blogs for like building houses, like people lose their minds over it.
Oh yeah.
And I can say like we're building a Ryan Homes. Mm-hmm. Now, people are, whoa, are you joking? Hey, Ryan Homes in Pennsylvania is one of the top 10 builders in the country. Yeah. A lot of other states do not have superb reviews. Right. They have good reviews, but Pennsylvania has really great reviews for Ryan Home builders. So that's what we're building.
Holler at your boy.
Yeah, holler at your boy. But here's the thing, like, they everything's an upgrade. So it's like, I don't want to spend a 30-year mortgage. I don't want to put upgraded light switches into a 30-year mortgage.
Right.
Say you spend $150 on an outlet. After a 30-year mortgage, that's going to be a $700 outlet.
Yeah.
That's really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of things, like, we're not getting granite countertops. We're not, like, we're getting laminate stuff, like, because I can do a lot of that myself.
It's very interesting how the process works, actually. Man. If you don't know of, like, how building a home like this, I mean, they're packaged.
Yeah.
But then, so you sit down, and they basically hand you a menu, like at Burgatory.
Absolutely.
Build your burger, holler at your boy.
Absolutely. Burgatory, holler at your boy.
But
That's exactly what it is.
You sit down and
it's
okay.
A lot of mother effing menus, Jason.
Yeah, here's the base. This is where you're starting.
Yeah.
Now, if you want this, you're now moving to this level and you can pick from this menu.
It's tier one, two, and threes. Yeah, yeah.
Which is different. I mean, all home builders do it differently. I worked for a custom home builder 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Out in Murraysville, a suburb of Pittsburgh. And they did, you know, big custom, huge homes out in Murraysville.
Right.
And that process was a lot different than back then. I mean, 20 years too. I mean, it wasn't
when I talked to my friend originally about doing my home building, he's a guy I grew up with, a great guy. He's now an amazing contractor and carpenter. He'd done a lot of stuff at my house. If you need any work done in the South Hills, you got to talk to Versetti Home Improvements. He's amazing. He's done so many things at my house that I couldn't get to, you know, he's saved my butt a couple times. Like, you know, when I was renovating my kitchen.
When you get
did
to
I tell you about that?
Yeah. I mean
I was renovating my kitchen and I pulled the light switches out and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, put in some new outlets and light switches and some GFIs.
Nothing to it, right?
I pulled it out. There was a light switch that had 9 wires attached to it. I don't even know how it was in the wall. And I'm like, what? And Brian started off as a union electrician. So I hit Brian Versetti up and I'm like, dude. I was like, you gotta come tell me what this is, because there is a Cthulhu Spider-Man in my wall with wires
everywhere.
You couldn't
even get it put back.
Dude,
in.
I could not. Yeah, I was like, I don't even know what to do. I was like, how do I figure out where these go?
Mm-hmm.
But he's been super helpful, and like, you know, talking to him in the beginning of possibly him building my home, and it just you know, it's like, well, why didn't you use them? Well, what it came down to is land. It really, when you go with a home builder, you kind of get the land for free.
Yeah.
It's not free. But
you're not going out and taking money out of pocket to purchase the land. And then then now you've got to come and figure out, now I've got to get a loan to mortgage to do the home.
Oh, right. Exactly.
It's all, I mean, there's a lot to be gained from that package of going with that home builder.
Absolutely.
Versus trying to just bring in your own.
Well, and they're able to do that.
Yes.
Yeah, they're buying the land for $1,800 a plot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so that's just what it came down to. I was like, okay, I'd love for Brian Versetti, Versetti Home Improvements and Builders, to build my home. But then I was like, okay, a couple hundred thousand dollars on a house. Oh, the land is $100,000. I was like, this is crazy. So, that's why I went with a builder. And it is very, when I was talking to him though, what I was saying was, it's like, it was just starting from scratch. Mm. And it's nice that this is kind of like, it is kind of like a menu thing.
I mean, if you think of,
this is stressful. Yes. I can't imagine like, hey, where do you want your door? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't.
And then
I don't have to do that process. Well,
and then you're also relying on others, you know, because obviously you're going to have to come in and have meetings with every single different subcontractor.
I know.
For every part of that house. I mean, you're sitting with your architect, obviously, and getting your blueprints printed, you know, drawn up. But when you're asking that question, and it's just like, you know what, I don't know. There's got to be an easier way, and going with a home builder definitely is.
Yeah, no, it is an arduous process, but I mean, honestly, holler at your boy, Ryan Holmes, has been really great. They're really
been
great.
Been around for a long time. I grew up in a Ryan home.
Oh, yeah.
My parents, that plan was a Ryan home. I mean, Ryan was the first company that started popping up in the suburbs of Pittsburgh when everybody was getting out of, my family came out of Braddock. So everyone, there was a bunch of people in my neighborhood from Braddock, and they all moved to the suburbs, you know, and Ryan Holmes were popping these things up, pop. So, I mean, they've been around for a long time, you know?
Yeah.
And they've kept up with the times, which is interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I know they got a, from what I understand, they got a pretty bad rap in the 90s when they built some houses. Yeah. You know, whatever. That's where everyone's, you know, goffs at it. But
isn't that everything, though? I mean, can't you say that about everything? I mean, you might come out of this experience, and I hope you do, of just saying, Ryan Holmes, you know what?
I hope so, too.
Great home. Took care of me all the way through the process and helped me through this all and built me a great home.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I think that's opinions are just whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
you
have one bad experience with a company and, now I'm going to shit on them for the rest of my life. Fuck you. I live that every day of my life. I mean, that's the reality. You had one bad experience. You know, settle the fuck down. Focus on.
Yeah.
Focus
don't get so
on.
Fired up.
Focus on the good things,
the
too.
The mom and a Vinnie man just had to mute the podcast.
Oh, shit.
No, you're right. I mean...
No, that does. That gets me pissed off when people start running companies through the mud just because they might have had an experience that wasn't perfection for them.
Well, you understand that. You work in big retail.
I do.
And that's, I mean...
No, I deal with it every day.
For a company that's like, well, I'm running this company into the ground.
Yeah, well especially now. I'm
one
just
thing.
Especially now. I mean, I'm running my own blog. I'm on Yelp. I'm going to scream it from my rooftops on the internet, and I'm going to trash you.
Right.
You know, I've been in that industry for 20 years.
Right.
And I've seen it change. I mean, working, anybody that works, I'm just saying, not even marginalizing it from to talk about running in retail. You talk about this establishment. Yeah. I mean, they have one person that doesn't like one thing. Dealing with the public in general is just.
Well, there was somebody that owned a business. Let's just say they worked in events, you know, events and marketing and promotions and things like that. And they made an off-color Facebook post. And people,
shut them down. Right?
I mean, shut them down.
Yeah.
Almost couldn't recover.
No.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like, because you didn't, like what someone, like, you were annoyed by.
Yeah. Offended.
I guess you were offended.
And doing what we do here, it also we've seen that where it's just, you know, easily offended people are.
Oh,
I mean, just in thinking about comedy in general, of just.
Yeah. Well, we just did our brief.
Yeah, let's
pause.
Talk. Let's talk about that. It was an incredible weekend.
Yeah, we had an amazing weekend last week, and in Cleveland. Cleveland Hilarity is one of my favorite clubs in the country. We did our stand-up Get Down there. It was amazing.
I can't tell you enough as far as that was my first time in that club.
Yeah,
and I tell you what, if you're going through Cleveland at all, you need to go and check this place out. The staff,
it's a great club.
I mean, you know, and I said this to you, I said this to Sam out there, you know when a business is being run from the top correctly.
Absolutely.
Because everybody in the place was happy.
Right, right.
That wait staff, everybody that worked in that place, unbelievable. So, yeah Hilarity's just unbelievable.
Yeah,
just,
but we had something happen where there was this, I guess, this group of people that left because they said that I said something offensive on stage, mm-hmm. which what happened was, is that, you know, there's a part of the show where the comedians tell, like a stock joke. Mm-hmm. It's called Our Drunk Uncle. And, you just have to see the stand-up Get Down, which by the way, the next one is October 15th,
8 PM Arcade Comedy Theater.
Yeah. In Pittsburgh. And we'll be on the road again a little bit next year, but, it's every month at Arcade Comedy Theater. That's the residency of stand-up Get Down. So we do this drunk uncle thing where the comedians have to tell a stock joke or like a street joke.
Which the comparison is because, as Aaron will always preface it and say, because a lot of people don't understand when you say stock joke outside of being a comic, what does that mean?
Right.
Well, as Aaron will preface it to the crowd so that they understand, it's like when your drunk uncle gets up at the family reunion and tells a racist joke.
Thanksgiving, he'll get up and be like,
you gotta hear this one.
And I always give it a funny example where it's like, you know, and I think I said in Cleveland, I was like, you know, two Jews and three Japanese guys walk into a chiropractor or whatever. And that's me like goofing on that, you know, and, you know, and I always say that, and I always say like, you know, the comedians aren't going to do like offensive racial or homophobic jokes. We're, you know, they're just not going to do that. We tell them, you know, we're not into that. And I always give some goofy example like that.
Yep.
And some lady up front was like, she's like, I'm Jewish. And she was just this like adorable, just old black woman. She was great. And she actually was,
she was our winner at the end.
She was our winner.
She won the prize box.
She was having a good time. And she's like, well, I'm Jewish. And I was like, really? I go, oh, okay. She goes, I'm just kidding. I'm not Jewish. And I was like, oh, well, Yahweh is going to be really mad at you. Now that's theologically correct.
Yes.
I have a degree in theology. I thought it was funny. Made me laugh. You know, get it? Yahweh is mad.
I think the room laughed.
It's the name. It's the Old Testament name.
126 people laughed at that.
Yeah. But then apparently this group that was way in the back, which, by the way, was rude to me before the show even began.
They even knew who we were.
No. I was being nice to them. Like, hey, thanks for coming out tonight. Why don't you sit up front? They're like, sit up front. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'm just being polite.
Yeah.
They left and said that they were super offended by my Jewish jokes. And I was like, I just told you everything I said, and that was not offensive. So I don't know what to tell you, but, October 15th, stand up, Get Down. Yeah. And I think we're going to keep talking about the progress of my house building.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, there's some other stuff going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some other stuff going on, some shows going on. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. This weekend, you can come see Harlan Williams at the Pittsburgh Improv. You know him from Dumb and Dumber, Something About Mary, Rocket Man. Oh, my gosh, tons of stuff. He's one of my best friends in comedy. Harlan Williams at the Pittsburgh Improv, and I'll be there with him. Yeah, I'll be hanging out with him. But, so that's about it, bro.
Yeah.
We're about good.
That's good. That's good.
We're gonna talk more about my home building process. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
All right.
October 15th.
That's about it.
All right.
All right.
Have a great week.
Holla at your boy.
Boom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot to say boom. Or wait. Be kind and be funny. I haven't said that in a while.
No, you haven't.
It's going to be a t-shirt soon.
A tattoo already.